Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
To the $100 MBA show, the business podcast that doesn't mess around with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. In today's episode, you will learn the three must-know marketing principles. For a lot of people, marketing is a huge challenge. It's a mystery. What does it really mean? Is it advertising? Is it trying to get people to go to your website? Is it convincing people? We're going to clear that all up today with these three must-know marketing principles. These three things are really what you need to focus on when it comes to your marketing. Everything else is kind of window dressing. And I just want to focus on these three because these are the three that will make or break your marketing efforts. I'm going to go into detail with each one of these. So we got a lot to cover, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Intuit QuickBooks. If you work for yourself, save up to 50% for an entire year of the new QuickBooks Self-Employed. It helps separate your business and personal expenses so you can quickly track what you spent for work and what you spent on yourself. QuickBooks Self-Employed helps take the guesswork out of estimated federal quarterly taxes. So come tax time, you know how much money is to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in your pocket. Try QuickBooks Self-Employed and save up to 50% at tryselfemployed.com/MBA. That's tryselfemployed.com/MBA. The purpose of today's lesson is to clear up this mystery of marketing, what marketing really is, how to do it effectively, and really what to focus on. It's very hard for you to have this idea that marketing is a million things at one time. No, it's actually very simple. I'm going to break it down today into three major things you need to focus on. If you can just hone in and just focus on these three, you should be all right. Now, the first thing I want to say is that marketing is not an act or an exercise to just blast out your name and get awareness. And that's not the point of marketing. The point of marketing is to get people's attention and get them intrigued to learn more. It's your job, once you get their attention and you get them to learn more, it's that portion or it's that stage where you actually convince them. And that point is called sales. And that could be your website, that could be your blog, that could be your podcast. Now, whether you recognize it or not, right now on this podcast, I'm selling you. I'm selling you on the concept of this podcast. I'm trying to teach you and give you value, and hopefully you can go away with a win so you could feel like this podcast is something that you want to subscribe to. I've sold you on the podcast. But marketing is the point where people find out about you. So you may have found out about this podcast on our website or on social media, or you just found us on iTunes. The point is that at some point, we got your attention and it got you intrigued. So I'm going to go through these three major principles of marketing that you need to stick to so you make sure you actually get them to the point where you can sell them and prove yourself to them that you're worth their time and money. All right, let's jump into number one. Number one, and it's something that a lot of people ignore, and it's number one for a reason because it's super important, and that's identifying and solving a pain. Your product, your service, your whatever should be solving some sort of pain, improving somebody's life in some way. If you're a yoga instructor, you're helping people solve the pain of feeling out of shape, fatigued, out of energy. If you sell high-end exotic cars, You're not selling cars, really. You're solving the need of people feeling significant, feeling special, feeling like they made it in life, so they want to buy that Porsche. So really, the experience of buying the car is really what they're looking for. But the point is that when you're marketing, you have to identify the pain that you're solving and show how you solve it better than anybody else. So I'm going to go back to the example of the $100 MBA show. When somebody sees the description of the $100 MBA show, we make sure we're identifying the problem or pain that people have. You may not have an hour to listen to a podcast, but you want to be better at business. You want to get better at business on a regular basis. Everybody can spare 10 to 15 minutes a day. And we solve that problem, that pain of wanting to learn business and get better at business without having to dedicate an hour every day. We focus on that. All our language, all our copy has a lot to do with the pain we're solving. So number one marketing principle, identify and solve the pain. All right, let's move on to number two. And this is something that, again, people ignore, and it's so important. Market deep and not wide. A lot of people try to market so wide, meaning that they spend so much money on Facebook ads, on Google AdWords, on print advertising, or direct to mail marketing. And they try to reach as many people as possible and not really try to build a relationship with the people that they're trying to reach. So I highly recommend that you market deep, meaning that you try to make a deep connection with people, with every single person you market to. Even if you market to only, let's say, for example, 500 people, if you can market deep with 500 people over a course of a month, meaning that you give them value, exchange some time with them, whether that's a webinar or a free course or an ebook or a blog post or some sort of value where you actually connect with them on a deep level and you give them something to chew on, that's a lot more meaningful than just having your logo plastered everywhere. Check out the $100 MBA show and you just go everywhere and you try to market super, super wide. 500 deep relationships are a lot more useful to your business than 5,000, you know, shallow relationships where people just, okay, I've heard of this $100 MBA. I see them everywhere, but I have no idea what they're all about. So every time you try to market, try to build a relationship. Send them somewhere where you can prove yourself to them. Even if you're selling physical goods like t-shirts or men's suits, for example, send them over to a buyer's guide. What to look for when buying a suit, how to find the best fitted t-shirt, or how to fold or take care of your t-shirts so you can maintain the quality of the shirt. This is great information and a great way to build relationships with your customers, potential customers. So go deep and not wide. All right, the third principle I want you to focus on when it comes to marketing is what I call ABM, always be marketing. This is a variation of ABC, always be closing, which of course is from the movie Glengarry Glen Ross. But always be marketing gives you this mindset that marketing is not a once and done task. Marketing is like eating breakfast. It's a daily thing. You don't stop marketing. Marketing is just a part of your business. It's like sales. Like if you don't sell, then you're out of business. You gotta always be marketing. And marketing is how you keep growing because you always got to get new customers. And in fact, tomorrow's episode is dedicated to how to reach new customers. But more about that tomorrow. Because if you're not growing, if you're not constantly marketing and growing, then you're dying. There is no stationary state in business. You're either growing or you're dying. You're either increasing or decreasing. It's either fast or it's slow. So you got to be on the offense. You got to always be marketing. And this is why I'm a big, big fan of content marketing, which means that you're constantly putting out good, valuable content to market what you do, to talk about the things that you talk about. So a good example of content marketing is this podcast. Now, every single day we put out a new episode of the $100 MBA show, and we try to give as much value as possible in each episode. So eventually, at some point when you're ready, you may want to check out the $100 MBA program or check out one of our other products like Webinar Ninja, our software. And even if you never buy from us, to us, that's still useful marketing to be constantly putting out great content because we're insight in mind. You might have a friend that's starting a business and say, hey, you should check out the $100 MBA, and they may go ahead and purchase something. So marketing is never, especially content marketing, is never a waste of time. And for those of you who have been listening to the $100 MBA show for some time, you know that our philosophy when it comes to content marketing is to keep serving people and not worry about the sales. Just keep serving people, and the people that want to buy will buy. You can't control that. Just keep serving. And I recommend that to you. And you can do that through blog posts, through videos, through guides, through infographics, or all of those. We do that at the $100 MBA. We have guides, we have infographics you can download, we have one-page guides, we have ebooks, we have, you know, video courses that you can download. All this for free, obviously. We have blog posts every week, and we have the podcast. So marketing principle number three is always be marketing. Make it a part of your business day, part of your work, part of your production schedule. What are you doing in terms of content marketing, in terms of, you know, are you doing a webinar? Are you putting out social media? Now, when you put out social media, again, what kind of value? Are you going deep? Are you just saying, hey, check out the $100 MBA, or hey, check out my business? Or are you saying, check out this blog post that I wrote about this topic that can really help you out, or check out this episode of my podcast, or check out this video, or check out this ebook that you can download? That has a whole lot more effect, where you're giving high value in exchange for attention. Make sure it's part of your regular routine and part of your regular work week. Pencil it in your schedule. Take a look at your week. How are you marketing this week? Guys, I got more on this topic, but before that, let me give some love to today's sponsor, Intuit QuickBooks. If you work for yourself, save up to 50% on an entire year of QuickBooks Self-Employed. It helps separate business and personal expenses so you can quickly track what you spent for work and what you spent on yourself. For instance, those groceries you bought for your next catering gig won't get mixed up with the food you bought for the cookout with friends this weekend. QuickBooks Self-Employed also helps take the guesswork out of estimated quarterly and year-end taxes. So come tax time, you know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in your pocket. QuickBooks also provides the tools to help maximize deductions like home office and mileage, so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. Find out what QuickBooks Self-Employed can do for you and save up to 50% at tryselfemployed.com/MBA. That's tryselfemployed.com/MBA. All right, guys, I want to wrap up this lesson with a bonus tip or a bonus takeaway. And I want you to see marketing as building small and frequent relationships and not as advertising. A lot of us, when we think of marketing, we think of advertising like Mad Men or something, right? And sales copy and all that stuff has to do with marketing, and how you actually package and how you phrase things really is important. But what your whole goal here is to build small, frequent relationships. Take each effort of marketing as trying to build relationships with people. How can I earn people's trust and try to build a relationship with them so then they can trust me and later on buy from me at some point when they're ready? And again, your marketing efforts are not a failure if they don't buy. If you keep serving them, if you keep helping them out, they will spread the word and they'll be evangelists of your brand and business. A good example of this is when I was in college, I used to go to Barnes & Noble and I didn't have a lot of money to buy a lot of books. So maybe once in a while I would buy a book once a month or something like that. But I would go to Barnes & Noble a lot and just grab a cup of coffee and read there the books that are there. Often I would try to browse or maybe just check out some of the books that are available or take a look at what books I want to read next. But a lot of times I sat down and read the book. And the guys at Barnes & Noble, they never kicked me out. They never said, hey, you can't do that here. They're more than happy to serve me and, you know, give value. And I bought every single book when I was in college from Barnes & Noble. And even if I didn't buy the book, I would invite my friends, hey, come with me to Barnes & Noble. I'm going to like check out some books. They might buy a book. That's the point. You spread goodwill and you'll get goodwill back. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. If you did, let us know. Let us know what your favorite takeaway was with an iTunes rating and a review. Just click on the cover art if you're on your iPhone and click on the link that says give us a rating and review. If you're on your laptop, just go to 100mba.net/show. All the instructions are right there. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. Marketing is something that you get better and better at as you grow your business, as you get to know your business. When you first get started, it's like your business is a baby. It really doesn't have a personality or an identity, or a strong one for that matter. As it grows, as it becomes a teenager, it starts to form its identity and you start understanding what your business really is. And it gets easier and easier to market your business when you know exactly what it does, what problems it solves, what your audience really needs, and how to really talk about your business in a constructive way. So it takes some time as you grow and it gets better, but you got to keep going at it, and it's a daily practice. All right, guys, I enjoyed teaching today's lesson, and I hope you join me in tomorrow's lesson on how to reach new customers. You always have to expand your market, expand your customer base, but how do you find these new customers? We talk about that in tomorrow's episode. I can't wait to teach you that. I'll check you then, guys. Take care. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.